Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, when he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the wrist.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
And when the sky was starless in the void of the night, spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom, the mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above.
Everyone, and thank you for joining me on this very early Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. You are listening to Exposed But Never Forgotten. And yes, we are exposed to the evil of this world, but we are never forgotten by God as long as we remember to never forget God in our life. This show is a 30-minute program extended from yesterday's show, in which I was not able. I had some problems, and I was not able to complete my show properly. And I also got a permission to play a special 7-minute and 34-second clip about America and God. And I've never heard a more powerful message when it comes to how we as Christians, if we are going to call ourselves Christians, how we should treat and act according to God's word, America and the people that are destroying America. I think it's vitally, vitally important. The message that's going to be coming up here shortly is by Army Girl for Christ and Unituber, and their program is called Armed and Dangerous. It is a Christian show that is put on by Truth Radio Net, and they have graciously allowed me to rebroadcast this 7 minute and 34 second clip. And I could stay here and tell you what they are, but I don't think anybody could say it quite the way that they do. I hope that upon listening to this, that you will feel inspired, that you will feel blessed, and that you will feel even closer to God in your relationship with Him. So, without further ado, here is Army Girl for Christ and Unituber on America, Americans, Christians, and God. Please listen carefully, because what they have to say is truly the truth about how we should act if we wish to represent Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
Well, I don't know what to think anymore at this point, other than we have to fall back on our faith. Everything is just a haze for me today, yesterday, the day before, but just the past couple of days. There's been so much information coming in. It's like an overload. There's such an encroachment on our rights. And we're not just talking, I'm not just talking about guns. There's such an encroachment on our rights in general, not under the Constitution. And God knows how much I support and uphold the Constitution. But we are Christians who belong to a different kingdom. We have a higher contract that guarantees our rights, and that's the Word of God. And I have all this information coming in via emails, via YouTube, via Facebook, via my cell phone, constantly getting bombarded. Did you hear this? Did you hear that? And my brain is fried. I try to look at some of this stuff, and there's so much repetition, which is good because I understand the validity of what they're saying. I understand that this is coming to pass in my lifetime. I get that. But what I'm struggling with is the fact that people are getting up in arms and in a flurry of patriotism are stating things like, well, we need to rise up against this government and not let them do this to us, and one thing after another. And I'm thinking to myself, is that what we're supposed to be doing as Christians? Are we supposed to be rebelling against the government?
Well,
I don't believe we are.
I think what happens with this is that what we are supposed to be doing is to be studying the Word and really going into prayer, seeking God for what His will is for our life, and interceding for our families and friends, sharing the gospel when the opportunity comes and God leads us to do that. Keep continuing to grow spiritually so that we get stronger every day. And so all of this stuff coming at us can be distractions to pull us away. If you really, we're all guilty of, not spending enough time in the Word and really listening to God, being quiet before Him and just staying in His peace. The world, it kind of reminds me of when Jesus was in the boat and the disciples were in the boat and the storm came up and it was just, the boat was just going all over the place, and they thought they were surely going to die. And Jesus wasn't even concerned about it. He got up and just said, be still. That's all He had to say. The storm was calm with His authority And, you know, he wondered, what is wrong with you guys, he says. You know, where's your faith? I mean, he is the one that we have got to have in our lives first and foremost. No matter what, he has to be first. You know, one of the Ten Commandments, the first commandment is that he says, you will have no other God before me.
Mm.
He is a jealous God, meaning that he wants to be first in our life. He wants us to make him our first love, to make him our priority, and then to get that help, to get that strength, to get that joy and peace and all from him first. And then once we're right vertically,
mm-hmm.
then we can go out and be vertical with all of our family, friends, coworkers, whoever we are around. And, you know, then we're really doing something for God's kingdom because we've got to stay plugged in to him. And it's a challenge because all of these things pull us away from that still small voice that speaks to us in different ways. And just to be quiet, turn off all of the junk around you. Every bit, you know, there's so much sound pollution everywhere.
Right.
It's almost unheard of just to be quiet. What? And, you know, to just sit in God's presence is healing in itself, just to be quiet. You know, I don't remember the scripture. It's in Psalms, I think, 40. I used to know it. In fact, I've got a cup that a friend of mine gave, but it's, be still and know that I am God. That's how we know what we know, what we know inside, is that when we get quiet enough that he can... You know, there's all this other crap going on around us. And he just comes quietly and sits with us and is with us. And
so,
you know, he does speak. And he speaks to us in different ways, through his word, through others, through radio shows like this, through music, through nature, through circumstances. You know, he guides and directs us and promises that if we will make him first, and lean on him and not on our own understanding, that he will direct our paths. And I'm telling you, it's only going to be God showing us in these last days, this is where I want you to go. This is how I want you to be. This is what I want you to say. I mean, we've got to have those ears open to our leading. And that's what's going to get us through all this stuff. It's just ugly out there.
It is. And I have one raging question on the front of my mind. Most of these people that are, you know, passing this information along to me, you know, claim to be Christian. And I'm not saying any of them are or aren't. You know, that's between them and God. But those of them who claim to be Christian, what I don't understand is why they're reacting this way. Why are they getting bent completely out of shape when we are told that these things are going to happen, when we are warned that these are the signs of the end times? It's like you said, we should be turning to prayer and preparing ourselves mentally and spiritually and physically to go through the coming times. There's no reason to get all up in arms, and no pun intended, and get completely, you know, off kilter about everything that's going on, because we were told this is going to happen. Why is any of us surprised by what we're seeing going on in our government and in the world today? Why is this a shock to so many people?
I have never heard that said better than it was just now in this past 7-minute segment. If we are Christians, we have a responsibility to our God, to Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We need to put him first in our life. We need to remember to pray to him daily and on a regular basis, to pray often, several times a day. And when you put your faith, God, He will give you a, He will let you know what it is that He would like you to do. Do not be afraid to talk to God. Praise His name, what He has done for you, of the patience has showed. I hope that you have received a blessing from this special message that has been presented here this morning, as I have, as Billy, as Christians, how we should act. You don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to take the word of the ladies that you heard. You can find it in your own King James Version of the Bible, God's everlasting word. You need to put Him first in your life. Please do. I hope that you enjoyed this, and I hope that you feel blessed and that you take something away from having listened to the mission. Thank you so much for joining me, and please remember that you can join me every Friday evening at 7 p.m. right here on the Patriot Family Radio Network, and I would like to thank them for allowing me the time that they do on here to share God's Word. And please remember that we have four other programs. On Monday, we have the Constitution Hour. On Tuesday, we have Patriot Family Chat. On Wednesday, we have Right from the Left Coast. On Thursday, we have Patriot Education. And on Friday, of course, we have Exposed But Never Forgot. And if you would like to visit Army Go for Christ Tumor on their show, Armed and Dangerous, it is on every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Truth Radio Net. Great show. Please stop over and enjoy all of our shows. Take care, everyone. Have a great day and be blessed. Bye-bye.
Wake up to the sunlight with your windows open. Don't hold in your anger or leave things unspoken. Wear your red dress, use your good dishes. Make a big mess and make lots of wishes. And have what you want, but want what you have. Don't spend your life looking back. Turn up the music. Turn it up loud. Take a few chances. Let it all out. 'Cause you won't regret it. Looking back from where you did, how you live. So go to the ball game and go to the ballet and go see your folks more than just on the holidays. Kiss all your children and dance with your wife. Tell your husband you love him every night. And don't run from the truth, 'cause you can't get okay. Turn up the music. Turn it up loud. Take a few chances. Let it all out. 'Cause you won't regret it. Looking back from where to the needy and pray for the grieving, even when you don't think that you can. 'Cause all that you do is bound to come back to you. So think of your fellow man and make peace with God and make peace with yourself. 'Cause in the end, there's nobody else. Turn up the music, turn it up loud. Take a few chances, oh, let it all out. 'Cause you won't regret it. Looking back from where you have been, it's not who we undo, it's not what you did, it's how you live. No, it's not who we undo, it's not what you did.